Hallelujah. The Lord has risen. I realize that some of you are ready to remind me that it is not Easter yet. You might even want to continue on and say that Lent is right around the corner. And I want to remind all of you that the resurrection is the happiest part of our life. It is the very center of our life with the Lord. What a wonderful gift we have been given. The Lord has sent His very best to bring us an offer of eternal life with Him. Every one of our readings today reminds us of the one thing we must do to accept this offer. We must choose. Make no mistake about this matter. This is not a situation where you can do the "I don't think I want to decide right now" thing and then sit on the sidelines to see how it works out. This is truly an either or situation. Either you believe Jesus is the Son of God who will bring you eternal life, or you don't. Either you believe your glass is filled with to overflowing all over the place, or the waiter skipped your glass while taking care of everyone else at the table. It's your call. And while you are busy deciding, God wants you to know He is biased. He has an opinion about this choice before you. God wants you to know He loves you. He loves you all the time, no matter what. Even if you do not love Him now, even if you forgot for a while that you love Him, and even if you never love Him at all. Look around you, not at the places that man has built on or trashed up. Look at the part God created, the mountains, the oceans, the meadows and rivers. God did not just paint a room and stick us in it. He cared enough to surround us with beauty. There is so much we can never see at all. What a waiting room to be in while we work out making this decision. And the very best part? God is on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. He is there any time you call on Him. No problems are too big. He is never going to call you bad, stupid, ugly, or unwanted. You are my child, and I love you. Every single one of us has been part of a family. We all know how hard it is to be there all of the time for those we love. We all know the cost of that kind of love that flows out through joy or pain and sorrow, no matter what. We all know the challenge of watching children grow up to make their own choices, knowing some of those choices are bad ones that will bring them pain. This is why we can even begin to understand the crazy love God has for us. In the middle of all of this love, we are living our lives. It seems like we're walking through this long, all-you-can-eat buffet. Choices are everywhere. It's easy to get distracted. It's easy to eat too much. It's easy to consume the wrong things. Or spend time with the part of the crowd that does not choose God or His ways. God is telling us today that we have to choose, but also that we have to continue to choose, to be prepared. Remember the story Jesus shared about the bridegroom coming in the middle of the night to gather guests for the great banquet? Those who chose to be prepared got to go, but those who did not prepare were left behind. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to be blessed. He wants you to enjoy the big banquet of eternal life. He knows there are distractions. Choices will not be easy along the way. That is precisely why he has sent us a game plan to help us out. God let us try it out on our own first, and as we struggled, he sent help. He gave us laws. He sent heroes to lead us in battles, prophets to advise us, the written word to live by, and finally his son to teach and redeem us. We are surrounded by God's efforts to help us succeed. So where is happy in all of this? God tells us in Psalms today that happiness is not a pleasurable life. This sort of happiness is very short-lived with no lasting effects. As soon as we get that new car that we want, we have another thing we want to possess. And by the way, have you ever met anyone who thinks they have enough wealth? Happy is also not the good life that Aristotle wrote of, where one pursues virtues. Jesus speaks of a happiness that refers to a meaningful life, one that is beyond self, one's pleasures or virtues. It is the pursuit of meaning and fulfillment rather than personal pleasure. It speaks of feeding the hungry, clothing the naked, tending the sick. It is a place where God is honored, his will is sought and followed. It is a state where others around you are loved, respected, and treasured because they are God's people too. Happy is a time when you, as an individual, choose to accept God and his will as the guiding force in your life. It is a time and a place where you decide that you will pursue meaning through love beyond yourself rather than personal pleasures of the moment. In Deuteronomy, Moses tells us that we must choose God and his ways or go down another path where we will perish. He asks us to choose life so we can live a loving, meaningful life. We are all called to pursue the psalmist's happiness, to walk the way of life with the Lord, following his commandments, loving him and those around us. What will you choose?